which is Samach Tes, Al-Kalpanim Mavur. Everyone see with me? Al-Kalpanim Mavur, let's read together. The Divrei HaRambam. That's the whole two columns that we're not really learning too much. Udin Mesuyam, this is Brisker terminology. A din Mesuyam is a specific din, specific halacha. The Fneatma, the Mikro, the Ein Lo Dam. Yaakov, take one of these. Mikro, the Ein Lo Dam. The Imkain, Ein Ze Inyan Klal. If you recall, we mentioned this briefly, let's take a look back. Those who have the, again, we're in our reading in page Samach Tes, Al-Kalpanim. I'm going to go back to the previous page, which is page 136, on the very end of that page. The very end of that page. It says over there, after there is a it can be so hard to skip anything. That's the problem. Everything is tied together a little bit. I wanted to skip, but you see, I can't do it. We read the first paragraph of the paragraph Vihine din Gavra Katila yesterday. I'm going to have to pick up from Vihine Betosefta, which is halfway on that paragraph, just to pick up a little bit. But Bekamet Paraktes Hakova Bechai Vegolius Bezdim Chai Bechol Bechai Vemises Bezdim Achlo Nigmar Dino Chai Mish Nigmar Dino Potter. Once it's Gmar Din, it's a Gavra Katila. Hayotel Lehora Yiva Chova Bachayim Chayim Chova Bachayim Pturin Haroda Bachaver Lehorgo Nefa Hanirda Vachova Bo O Shechov Lebo Achayim Pturin Shenema Velo Sikha Kova Namish Rotech Hared Hedin Yiva Tosefta The Gavra Rodev Havik Gavra Katila U Pturim Al Chava Lasa Mikra The Velo Sikha Kova Namish Rotech Kova Biyotel Lehora Gacha Shenigmar Dino The chayim brotzech, skipping the brackets, shows him in the chusmi on the klato, for the tosefta. And what does it say over there? It says, v'chayav al nizko. In the zikim, pshita de'en lukha, din go'al adam, shayach klal azeh. Must be, gavra ketila. So you see, a rotzech, shows the chusmi on the klato, is a gavra ketila, because the chayim go'al adam, who could kill him, even without a gemar din lemisa. See, it's a Rav Velvula, his song is a special din known as Gavra Katila. A special din is Gavra Katila. Over and above the specifics of Rodev. Now going picking up what we just started originally today at the beginning of this year. From Val Kalponim on the next page. So what do you see? So din mesuyam ein lo dam. Aside from the fact of Hatzolas Hanirdav. Nothing to do with that. It's a special din. So we had a Tosefta we mentioned before as a Gavra Katila without Gemar Din. The fact, you know, Chayav on Makoso, Valkilaloso, Valkavaloso, Din of Gavra Katila, that applies there. But Rotzeach, Joseph Yimiklato, is a different kind of a Din of Gavra Katila. But normally it comes from Gemar Din. Fine. Gemar Din. Good. Fine. Zeldin Gavra Katila b'chol mokom. Lo b'yiso dino me'adina shenemer b'gmar din. B'chol ika din Gavra Katila yalfin la mikrod asher hu rosh olomus. Kos a sifri, rak b'gmar din. Sefta b'b'kama, rode v'achachaveru l'hargo. Gavra Katila. What do you see? Rode v'shem b'gmar din. Hatolas anirdev. It's called Gavra Katila. That's Rashi Rabbah Mamachteris, Gavra Katila. We saw that. That's Chatira. Tzarechi and it's Shver. Velva is bothered by the following conundrum. On the one hand, Gavra Katila is associated with Gemar Din. On the other hand, it apparently applies to a road there, but there is no Gemar Din. Vahanira. This is classic brisk. You bring on, and you come with your salt. Vahanira Lama Bezeh. The Be'emes, Gambarodev, Din Gavra Katila, Shalohu, Din Miyuchad, Mixeras, Akasuf. ודכסיב בקרוא גם בבובה מחתרס אין לו דומים אם כן נאמר בזה דין מסוים again the same word דין מסוים דמלבד עיקר הצולה של נרדף חל על עצמה של הרודף ובובה מחתרס תורס אין לו דומים ושני דינים בריסק, right? שני דינים נאמר ברודף חודם עיקר דין הצולה של נרדף שניתן להציל לבנם של רודף ושייס The Rodef Atzmo Torahs Ein Lo Damim Olav Gabi Kol Adinim V'dova Zeh Yesh Limo Midivi Rambam Perek Tes V'chus Gnei V'alach Hazayin Shekosev V'zeh Lashonam We mentioned this already in the very beginning Ha'bobam Achteres Bein Beyom Bein Belayla Ein Lo Damim Elim Horgo Balabayis O'Shar Odom Peturin Tony, how many of these? Urishus
Yeah
Urishus Yesh lakol lahorgo, then bechol ben b'shabbos chamish liyachol mitzvah. Ein lo damim. Asher lechora lishonot tzorach bir, shechilkan lishnayim, hadin dim hargu pturin, vadin d'rishus lahorgo. We asked after the opening day. Because, Rabbi Osai, because rishus lahorgo, that's why ein lo damim. But the Rambam says, no, he puts ein lo damim first. He puts that, the idea, that pturin before he gets to rishus. Which is backwards. And he put the orders wrong. Then I regard the bechal ratzicha v'shvichas amim klal. V'lom anok ol Rambam adin demagu peturin. All these kashas are significant questions. The last column, Rabbi Osai. Ochei nire. The Rambam ishmiyonu b'zeh the iker dino shalvama machteres udurachmona shavi le'en lo domen. That's the basic thing. V'al kein memela dohodim hargu peturin. Eino tluya b'zeh shirushus lahargo b'shemat tolas ha'nidif. No! Ki im d'pturo mitzad atzim b'shem d'achala le'be'am atzmo din de'en lo domim. V'yafim ha'yinu yichol nimtso hariga. She'en bo'at tolas ha'nidif. Gam kei pturin of. Ki din'en lo domim v'gav v'ktilo. Oh! Fein ein divya rabba. Le'bobim ma'akteres en lo domim. U'mishem hochi yim ergu pturim. V'zeh ikar ha'pocha b'shem de'en lo domim. אם סעד ביאמש שני דינים הם חוד הדין של אין לו דומים שהוא חלוס דין בגופו של הרודף ובו במחתרס שנחלב כגע וכתילה ופוקע מיני חיר וציחה וזהו הדין עם רגו פטורים ועוד נחלב בהקרוא אין לו דומים דין של רשוס שניתן להורגה משמעצו לסנד וזה השוק הרמב לשניים שעד ביאמש שני דינים הם חלוס הדין שבגופו דרחמון השאב אין לו דומה וגב הקטילה שזהו אמור ולפות על הריגוסו ושניס הדין דנית להוגה בשמת תולס הנרדף ולפזה נראה דגם הוד נתניה בתוספתא תמחור לו פטורין מקור לו סיכו כובה וחלומה יסוד דין זהו משל דרחמון השאב אין לו דומים ותורס גב הקטילה מגזר זה קוסם וכן דינו דגב הקטילה לכל מילי בין עניין פטור הריגו בין עניין פטור חבולו You know what he's leading up to. You can figure out what's coming. What's he going to be driving at? You understand very well. Now he's going to explain. I mean, I'll give you away this still at the end. Why it is, according to the Rambam, if Yochol Atzila V'Yachad Meivarov, and you didn't, you're a bum, and a da 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 da. But you don't get killed in Bezin. You know why? The guy's going to be a guy with Tila. I mean, I'm giving you comic attractions. I'll call Ponon and Tila Lemaid. Last paragraph. The hard the road if to in our ego so ain the tolly bezesh or shus to hog with shema tolas and it kiyem the hudin bifnei atzmo shum the chachala bein taras ena domen begava katil u chalos din begufo shal road if a moa lifter al our ego so gittin gava katila gam below tamas tolas and it ah if it's a nire the zeo yiso dina shal a rambam the berod if sheyochol atzilo v'yachad meivorav after also the hargo Become a computer of Harigoso, should the sphere lay to hold the Yochel at Silla Bechel Mevor, also at Silla Benafsho. Hainu rak the Ozleka ha mitzvah or Shul Shalarigas Harodev, Shimishamatolas, and it, because you could get away with it, like just knocking off one limb. Avol zeh adin hasheni sheyesh berodef ein lo damim v'nefesh gavim ketila zeh leolam isei af yochel atzil becham evorav. Why? To call she'etzem masa redifa yesh bo dina denitin atzil benafsho chal ala rodef dina de ein lo damim v'enech yavonolav v'hagat smecha. This is Lach Briskel. He's trying to give an example. Hare sheyesh echad besof ha'olam she'eino yochel atzil es anidif elam kein ha'yarev. This guy, I'm a marksman, so I can shoot with precision, and I can aim to shoot for his hand. If I shoot for his hand and knock the gun out of his hand and then wound his hand, he can't kill anymore. So I don't, no need for me to kill the pursuer. The guy next to me, he never went to marksman to shoot. He always has a shotgun. A shotgun, you have to aim for the heart. It's not so precise. So yeah, he's not able to aim his shotgun at his wrist and get rid of, get, knock the gun out of his hand. You follow what I'm saying? There's one guy. So Briskerov says, so who mutal hago? This guy with the shotgun. Benita in the gabe latzilim benafsho. Can nimtza da rode fiatsmo yesh ale chalos din the nitzilim benafsho. Vadin the yochel latzilim bechom evar chal gabe kol matil umatil b'fneyatsmo. Shekol who's a marksman. The other guy is not a marksman, has to shoot for his heart. Yim Kane calls that who in an eco did not tell us, never the Gabi Hamatilim. Avaladin, the Enlo Domin, the Chalos Din, the Gufa Sharode, the Eno Shakla Matilim. But that calls Sharotech Vatsum and Nitla Tilim Benasha, the Gabi Mishia, anybody in the world? Chala Leyadin, the Enlo Domin, made of the Kolodim and Chayovan al Arigoso. Why? He should have shot for the wrist. The guy may be shen yochel atzilo el benafsho chalav b'toras ein ladomim. The guy may be shi yochel atzilo beyachad neivarav. Harei kikol adam upakam enei gam chalos din shalein ladomim. Mikomakom. If you want to say that, mikomakom. Kemesh in his broad adin den ladomim uchalos din ba'atzma shal erodev. If ken yet shloma. Linyan in the schayev misa la rigoso. Kol tzad ein lo domim sheyesh lo. Dair le potro. Umeyacha sheyesh lo akoponim toras ein ladomim. The guy may be shi yeh. Shuv and I'm chayovin al avisa. Shchutz of the Rambam, the Harogay Bezim and Misno. The second pshat is a little bit of a shverer pshat. The first pshat even is better. Ein l'adam is a din only with respect to any other individual. Ad kan de briskerov. What's his major yisod? At the tzvei dinim, and that's what we said from the very beginning of the Rambam, the first day. One is a din of hatzolas anirdov, and one is a din of the chalos shem gavre ketil of ein l'adamim. Two different, separate dinim. Ad kam, what the Briskerov has to say. Everyone with me so far? So far, so good? Everyone with me? Yeah? Gewaltig. Let's open up the Gemara both sides. Now, pei beis amud aleph. This is still on the old Maran Mekomas. The new sheets given out yet? Or just on online?
Yeah.
They're out.
Out.
Gewaltig. Yeah. Okay. We're going slow. Yeah, we're strong. We're not in any rush, both sides. I told you this daf's going to take us a long time. Hey, Bays of Manalf. I mean, you know, it's not fair. While we're learning Daf Ayin Bays, we're also learning Pei Bays and Nun Zayin and Nun Tes and Ayin Dalad. And it's, you know, so it's true with only one Daf, but that one Daf brings in many other Gemaras, both in Sanhedrin, and we had a Gemara in Yuma, a Gemara in Psochim. But officially, we're still on Daf Ayin Bays. Keep it for the record. Pei Bays of Manalf. I think it's pretty sure for the first Maran Mekomas sheet. Let's see if I have it. Do I have the first sheet? Oh, there's a little typo here. I said instead of road safe, it should be road safe. This is the first sheet. Yeah. Okay. So what does it say over here? Now, pei beis amud aleph, amazing Gemara. Everybody knows the psukim at the end of Parshas Bullock. What happened? He got Romach Biyodo, right? And he Kano and Pogimbo, and he killed Zimri and Cosby in the act, and he was a big hero. But you know, he took a chance. Not only do you don't tell a guy, only if he volunteers, the last hour long. Elan Shempirej Zimri. If Zimri was in the middle of his act of bia with this Cosby, he decides to, as much as he lacks the act of bia, he might rather be a murderer. You know, the big three, he wants to get two for the price of one. And there's even about a Zara there too, you know, Baal Pa'or. You get all three. Can you imagine? Three for the price of one. You know, all three of the big three can be over in one shot. This guy Zimri. Gili Arias, he already had. Baal Basal Nech. They can kill Pinchas. And he's doing Avodah Zarah also. They used to bow down to the Avodah Zarah there. Well, and if he did it, Vahago Pinchas. I spoke too soon. Impirish Zimri. If Zimri stopped the beer, Vahago Pinchas, and Pinchas killed him after he stopped the beer, Neragol. Pinchas would be killed for killing an innocent person. Innocent? Because a bomb should be bombs. No, right now he's innocent. He's not in the middle of the act. He finished the act already. Nepach Zimri v'arogo lePinchas. What if Zimri decides? He sees Pinchas coming with a knife. He pulls out his knife and goes, and he kills Pinchas before Pinchas can kill him. Ein neragalov. Zimri's not going to get killed for that. Why? Sharei rodefu. That road say rodefu. That's all I wanted to see. Not much, a few lines of Gemara. Mamish, two lines of Gemara. So we saw two lines of Gemara. But the Rosh has what to say about these two lines of Gemara. Turn to the Rosh of Mosai, as it says over here. Perek Tes, Simen Dalet. The Rosh, Perek Tes, and Sanhedrin, Simen Dalet. Okay? What did the Rosh say? Haboli Molech, again, start the top. Habol Kusus Kanon Pogibo. Haboli molech ain't morin lo. Alim yirut alasas v'yatzu b'lo haroa shus b'yodah. V'davka v'shas maisel v'farhesel v'kemaisel shoyah. V'impirej zimri v'harogol pinchas neregola. V'nepach zimri v'harogol pinchas lo haya neregola. V'sharei why? Rodefu. Can you imagine this? Pinchas, who's a tzaddik yisod olam, is labeled as a rodef. The R word is not a complimentary title of Rabbo Sai, rodef. Rodef means a bum. Pinchas is a tzaddik yisod olam. Saved Klai Yisrael from the Magefa. It's called a road that explains the rush. Fisha ain't mitzvah lahargo. You know what's going on? There's no mitzvah for Pinchas to kill Zimri. El Rishus B'Alma. You know what's going on? Kanoi and Pogimbo means they have the right. They're not obligated to do so, not commanded to do so. Abul Inish Acharino, another fellow. Nerag Olov. What does that mean? If somebody else who is on the bad side, there's the good guys and the bad guys. Forgive me the, I guess in the Westerns, they still have the Westerns today? There's still good guys and bad guys? The cops and robbers? I said, man, it must have been some. When I grew up, everything was good guys and bad guys. Huh? So one of the bad guys sees Pinchas running after Zimri, and he decides, I'm going to kill Pinchas. One of the bad guys says the Heliger Rosh, Neragolov. He'd be killed for killing Pinchas. Why? The Lav Rodev Gomeru, Kevan de Rishuska Ovid. When the Gemara, we cannot say that Pinchas is really a Rodev, because he has a right to do so. Kanan Pogimbo. So if Zimri himself kills Pinchas, he'll be acquitted. But if Echad Mechaside Zimri, a bad guy, kills Pinchas, he'll be killed in Bezin. Ule Zimri Davka Nitin Lahatzel Atzma Benafshal Shal Pinchas. Avalo Le Inish Di Alma. To the whole Inish is Yav Rishusa Larga Zimri. I don't understand what he says. Every other person has a right to kill Zimri. How can they have a right to kill Zimri at the same time to save Zimri by killing Pinchas? That's impossible. Tata Disaster. Hilkoch. Lesle Rishus Latzilo Benafshal Shal Pinchas. Only Zimri himself can kill Pinchas and get away with it. Nobody else. there are two different strands in this rush. One is, there's a unique din, Havabo Lahargo Chahashkem Lahargo, which is limited to the victim, potential victim himself. That's what the rush starts off by saying. Only Zimri himself can kill Pinchas. Why? Why? Because he's saving his own skin. That's the first strand. The first strand. Why? Because we can view Pinchas as a rodef on Zimri. Habola hargacha, hashkim lahargo. But at the end, he throws in a different strand. Namely, it's impossible to acquit someone else who kills Pinchas to save Zimri, since that same person had the rishus to kill Zimri. So he had the rishus to kill Zimri, he has no right to kill Pinchas to save Zimri. It's a different bit of different of a strand in the logic. We'll perhaps see down the road, these two strands may have differences, halacha l'maisa, between them.
How does an author know necessarily that Pinchas is acting on the shus? Why is it the author's responsibility to know that?
The author sees that Pinchas is running after Zimri. He sees that Zimri is Baal Aramis. He knows that Baal Aramis cannot in Pogimo. He has a right. He has every reason to assume that Pinchas is the Kanoi, and if he has no right to kill Pinchas, bah. But it's only a reshus. Had it been a mitzvah, it would be different. Rabbosai, there's a Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Rotzeach. Let's open up so you can all see it. It's on the Maror Makomos. Mishnah Lamelech. This is right here, and we're still in the first sheet, guys. We haven't started the second sheet yet. The Mishnah Lamelech is in Hilchos Rotzeach.
There's a reshus, why do you label it as a rodi?
I'm sorry.
If he has a reshus, Pinchas, why is he labeled as a rodi? Why is he more say rodi?
Yeah, even though he has reshus to kill Zimri, he's still a rodi because it's not a mitzvah. Had it been a mitzvah, it'd be one thing. If it's not a mitzvah, he's still considered to be a rodi. It's a strange, you're right, it's a strange thing.
The Rambam uses reshus the entire way out. Like,
right. Hold on. Halacha tesvav. Haroe rodev acha chaveiro lahargo o acha erva lebola v'yochol lahatzel lo hitzil harei zabitl mitzvasei shikasoz v'skapa v'av mitzvashnei lavim v'soka seinecha v'lusama el dam reyecha. Okay. On this Rambam comes a Mishnah Lamelech. What? Nistapakti. Verotseach b'shgaga, sheish reshus l'gol adam l'horga. Okay, psukim v'chumish. In this ametz harotseach v'horag l'gol adam, neregolov, u'mustabed eino neregolov, u'smach l'dvorai, zimri, nepach zimri v'horag l'pinchas, ein neregolov. Not a raya brewer. Okay, place number one. Chenis tapakti. Berodev acha chaver lahorgo. Chen rodev acha nar ha'erva. Shenita natzila benavsho. In this ametz harodev v'horag es ha'matzil im neragolov. You know what's going on? I mean, it's very easy. I can see it in the movies, you know? Reuven is trying to kill Shimon. Levi starts attacking Reuven. Reuven turns from Shimon and kills Levi. You can't see in the movies this way. Pshit in the movies, no? You got the case? Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him. Levi starts running after Reuven, so Reuven stops for a second, goes bang, bang, you're dead. Then he goes after Shimon afterwards. He never gets Shimon, but he got Levi, who tried to save Shimon by... So what do you say in that kind of a case? What's it did? Look what he says. V'ner debelu neragolov. We will kill Reuven for his murder of Levi. The doctor got me Zimri. The leka mitzvah got me Pinchas on the reshus. Kanoim pogimbo. Armina nepach Zimri v'hargol the Pinchas. Even neragolov. Avarodah v'chaver v'achanar erbah dika mitzvah latzilo. As Rambam says, imhorag rodah flamatzil neragolo. This is Rabbeinu Yeruchim said so. Ma'bo'el nepach v'hargol l'kanoi. Afil v'shas ma'is eino nerag ki rodah v'ya kanoi. Ki eino mitzvah l'hargo. Elim b'shus v'yalma. V'sha tol adam v'sha eino mitzvah l'hargo. V'duk. Ad kan. Oh, Roseach v'shgog v'dino k'bol aramis. She v'shus v'gol adam. V'lo mitzvah. So that if he kills the gol adam, it'll be potter. Those are the rules. If the guy's coming to be Rishus, and you turn around and kill him, you would be potter. That's Zimri with Pinchas. If he's coming as a mitzvah, you turn around and kill him, you would be chayav. Ad kan, the words of the Mishnah and Melech, right over here in Hilchos Rotech, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Tes, Vav. Yes, sir.
It applies to every time the Rambam says Rishus, that if that Rodi kills the person, the Acher is trying to kill him, since it's only Rishus, he's not Naragala.
That's correct.
We can apply that?
That's correct. And why is it so? Why is it so? Why is it so? Here's the answer. Why is it that Pinchas is called a Rodef, but if someone is commanded to kill the bum, then he's not called a Rodef? Either way, he's trying to kill the bum. So look at the Gemara of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. What does it say over here? The Gemara is talking about saving someone, a damsel in distress, right? Rodi Achar Hanara, or saving someone who's about to be killed, right? So the Gemara starts off with a Kav HaChomer. Fret the Gemara, v'chi on shin min adin. You see, Rabosai, it's an onesh. It's an onesh, Rabosai. Not stam. A din of atzala. We read this one in Brisker Rav. It's an onesh. Read the Or Sameach. How he explains it. Watch this. Look what he says. Mishnah LeMelech says what we just saw. The following Yerushalmi, which is interesting Yerushalmi. Look what he says, quotes of Yerushalmi. Watch this. Rodev shenasa nirdav, ma'o lahatzel rodev v'nafshal shel nirdav. Whoa. The rodev became a nirdav, our case. Someone's running after him. Can you save the rodev? By killing the nirdav who's running after him back. Ad kan lo mibola rak gabi achrina. Avi arodev atzmo vada de motzil the hatzil atzmo b'chol tatzmo motzil the meva. The cave and chicken, etc. Oh, the chiyon shemen adin. After reshus larag arodev yalfina b'baba machteres. Huga b'chol odom, as Tosa says. It's called mikri onesh. Diem lo havi ala reshus. Im hafach varogo la matzoya potter. Ukeis the nomadu mat mitzvah. Im yarag la matzoya ischai misa. Why? Vize onesh. Din ischai of misa b'chol gavni. Vine rashor la hatlas atzma u poshut. That's so poshut to me, but it's poshut to Osameach. The reason why he can't turn around and kill the pursuer, because he's worthy of a punishment to die. As opposed to the case of Kanoim, where it's only a reshus. Meridik. That's interesting, Rabosai. Here, and if I am giving them an aleph, what did Tosu say? Afrotzeach nitlatzil benavsho. V'im tomar. Again, v'huka b'cholodam nafka is going to be using the aleph iron base. We need a pasuk over here. Here, Shlomo. Tohoser mishos. Vashminen kro deno domen. Avalon kamashmon. Dechovo lahatzil. So Rav Osai, it's a reshus and a chova. We already pointed out that by Baba Machteres we think it's only a reshus, right? We only think it's only a reshus. Watch this. The Kova Shurim HaPsachim has something quite remarkable. Watch this. Look carefully. Mama Maser Mutter Mishum Kavachomer. The goof or mutter, you can kill a maser because he poses a threat to the community or to a person. Mamona la koshke. It's a gemara. Koshe. The heart, the goof or mutter, who mishim tavi rodev. Who mutter mishim atolas har nidav. Be laugh time of that tolak am goof or asr. When you mamono, ho iri de ain was em mishim atolas har nidav. Ain't gonna come home. You're not gonna save anybody by taking away the rodev's money. The Moses money. Person in Ein Gimel Kassu. Oh, this Shichu Trei Kroy Berodev who chad the Rishus v'chad the Mitzvah. Efter, the Tama that Tzolos are Nidiv who in Yina Mitzvah. Avo the Rishus ain't Tzorach Lahai Taima. El Exeris HaKassu. The Bishashu Rodev ain't Lo Domim v'guf ha-mutter b'lo Taima that Tzolos are Nidiv. It's what the Brisker Rav said. Svei Dinim. What is that Tzolos are Nidiv? And what is Ein Lo Domim? For hard the also the hard going yachal to the bechamei varav evshar the also mikri rodev alam the shavur elo ha ever who are rodev. The guy has a wrist holding a gun about to shoot. That's the rodev. The heart's not a rodev. Alam the shavur. The din rodev and a tali b'mashar retona lara da filat tinik ben yom a mikri rodev im hariga te ayada uvi yachal atzil the bechamei varav hariga te ayade ha ever. That arm, cut off the arm. Unbelievable. It's incredible. That's what he suggests. Something quite remarkable. Is there more about this? Hold on a second. I'm not sure we talked about more. Shtati wants to know. Kitzer, this is what he says. This is what he says. Rabosai. Adkan. Now, of course, according to the Rambam, it's very funny to consider that the arm is the rodev, the person that rodev. I mean, how much can you compartmentalize? I mean, the whole person is the rodev, so if you kill him, you're pot. Fine. Fine. It's interesting, Rabosai. Interesting. The discussion that we have to have is on that Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, briefly. Take a look. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We've been here 3 times already. We'll see the 4th time. Second line. B'yachol atzila b'yachol me'evar Rav Yonazin ben Shalu. The Tanya. Rav Yonazin ben Shalu. Ome rodev shirin rodev achaveir lehargo. Yachol atzila b'yachol me'evar Rav lo hitzil ner agolav. My time of the Rav Yonazin ben Shalu. He quotes a pasuk, a whole series of psukim. Who needs a pasuk? Who needs a pasuk? Who needs a pasuk? Who needs a pasuk? The answer is, without the pasuk, you would say, he's a gavra ketila. You can kill him at will. Kamash Malan, that no, he's not called the Gavra Ketila towards this guy, and therefore the guy is either literally killed in Bezin, or according to the Rambam, he's not killed in Bezin, he's not allowed to do it. But it's not obvious. It's not obvious, Rebosa. It's not obvious. Zok Rashi. V'yokol ha-nirdof o-haro eyu la-hatzel b'yechad me'evara v'lo hitzel el-benavsho neregol. So Rashi extends the din of Rosh Rachavei al-Hogo v'yokol la-hatzilo either a bystander or the Nirdav himself. Either way, if Yochal Atziru L'Biyachal Me'evarav and you decide to kill him instead, you are culpable. You are going to be Pashbet, you're going to die in Bezdin. Yes, it's true that the Rambam says no, but according to the Pashbet, you're Mamash going to be killed in a Bezdin. Says the Rambam, excuse me, not the Rambam himself, where are we? Rambam, so there's a Rambam here, in Hilchos Chovah L'Mazik.
Rashi has no chiluk between the Atzmo and the Rambam.
No distinction.
Didn't the Brisker Rav bring a
Slowly. It's true, but let's see if anyone disagrees. In Perek Ches Halacha Yud, Mutal Harag HaMoser. Okay, we know this. Moses is someone who can chasra put the whole community in danger. Okay? Comes along the Mishnah Lamelech on this Rambam. Look what he says. It's on the Makara sheet, right here. Mishnah Melech, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud. What does it say? Look what it says. The ain't sarach is it? The hanird of atzmo ain't no chayav lahasros lerodev. Aval acher. Habol ha-hatzil ha-nirdof mi'al ha-rodev hu she-tzorach ha-sro Chiddush. The Gemara says in Afayin Beis and Midbeis, we saw the Gemara, you have to warn him. Ooh, what's the lashon of the Gemara? What's the lashon of the Gemara? Reishi Yisrohu u-ben brisu v'atorah ma-shavach dam adam. You have to give him a warning. You have to give him a warning. At least the chatchila. Could be b'di'evet, you don't have to. We'll get to that a little bit later on. A cotton is not a bar asra. Watch this now. Watch this. This is why I asked to see that the Maram HaKom was officially. V'chayote b'zeh kasru. Just the last two lines. Ha di'omadim yichol lahatz l'bechad me'evara. Sherodev. Shein hogen also. Shedin zeh lo nem alabish achi habo lahatzil. Abel anirdof eino medaklik b'zeh. How do you like that? How do you like that? The Nirdef himself, even though he's Yochel Atzila Becha Mevoris, is not required to do so. He's not required to do so. That's it. You can just kill him like that. Why? Why? Why?
So
two ways of explaining it. One Rabbo said, to be honest with you, is a very practical consideration. That's about what we call balabatish. Okay? Well, look. You know what balabatish means? It's not a lumdish avar that somebody's a fundamental distinction between the nirdof and everybody else.
What does it mean he's not medaktik?
I'm sorry?
What does it mean he's not medaktik? He doesn't need to be medaktik, or he just isn't?
Hold on. Where's... Hold on. Let me show you how I'm driving. Rav Chaim Ozen, his Achi Ezer, makes a very practical point over here. He doesn't think it's really a big lum de shavar. It's just a matter of practicality. Let's see if we can find. Oh, what he says. Tad anirda frashor lahargas erodeh after Yochel Atzila Becha Me'evarav, that we saw in Mishnah Lamelech. No, it's a practicality. Fisha Anu Sanirdov, Shene Yochel Ledaklik B'maso. A boy said, watch this. Ru is only after Shimon. I'm a bystander. So I can take careful aim at Ruvain's wrist and shoot him in the wrist and save Shimon. What if my name happens to be Shimon? And Reuven's running after me. I have to sit there and make pilpulim. I should aim here. Ah, he's killing me. I have no time to start pilpuling where I can shoot him in the wrist. I just have to shoot back. Rabbi said, no official comment. All these police situations now. I'm not, no official comments over here. But I'm saying, it's okay. I'm not running for office. So sometimes it's not so pushy to say, why did the cops kill? They could have, you know, if that was the nirdof, it's not so potion. Chaim Moses says, you're a nirdof, you don't have time to make all these calculations. It's part of the police training to do a better job of it. I'm not here to defend anybody, but I'm just pointing out to you, the guy's a nirdof, it's on a practical level. A practical level, that's how Chaim Moses was understanding it. However, the Briskerov said, no! Let's go to the part we saw yesterday. There's not today's shiur, it's yesterday's shiur. Take a look at the very beginning. But the Brisker Rav speaks about Habo Lahargacha Hashkem Lahargah. Yeah, it's page 136, paragraph Ihine Reisi. He says that Nirdef is different. Who says Nirdef is different? Based on the Mishnah, we just saw that the Nirdef is a different halach. Says what's from Mishnah Melech? I'm reading the I'm halfway down this long paragraph, column 1 on page 136. Ein ze mishum de legabe. Long time since the word legabe. The legabe I near the fishtane dino shalerodef with the gabe kolada. Lomatsino chiluka bechiyuba de rodef benidaf the kolada. And who din bifne atzmo al I near the shemutalo la harga mishum. Who can have terol and nirdov? This is not a prime oizah pshat. This is a lamdish pshat. Prime oizah gave the balabatish pshat. The briskerov gives a lamdish pshat. A lamdish pshat. Where this lamdish pshat comes from? From the Rosh Perik Tesim Medal that we just saw. Habal harkos is a special nudim that's why Zimri can kill Pinchas, but nobody else can. But nobody else can. It's a what we call a din mesuyim, Rabosai. Now, since we have major Minchas Chinuch fans, Mamash Minchas Chinuch is king in the sugya. Bring it in to know where to find it. The Minchas Chinuch towards the end of Siman Tuf Reish, which is a siman about Rodev, says the brand new din of Abba Lahargacha Hashkem Lahargo. Oh, look at this. What are you saying? The Dafka Afadas. Nirdof after Yochel Atzil B'Yachal Me'evorah Mutal Atzil B'Navshom Tzedak Gabi Rodef L'Harok Abba B'Rodef B'Erva Afa Nirdof or Nirdefes more commonly Atzmo B'Chlal Zeh D'Osir L'Hatzil B'Navshom Im Yochel Atzil B'Evorah K'mo Acher HaMatzil. This is not true according to the Chaim Oysen. The woman's about to be attacked, so she has to be careful to aim for the wrist. I don't know what wrist and what she's going to aim for. I don't want to say what I'm going to say. Be gross over there, which she's going to aim for. But she can't kill him. Called up Chaim Oizer, she's being attacked. She just has to shoot back whatever she has. She can't be held accountable to be so precise what she's shooting at. According to the Brisker Rav, we can argue that the Michas Chinuch may be right. Follow me? It's only Bezunduradin, maybe. Okay, I'm just pointing out these are very interesting halachas here. B'siyata d'shmai. B'siyata d'shmai. Oh. Now, Rabosai, we go to the Rambam. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But then, Rambam, since you use Lashon Yachol, if you're able to, can you say that according to Chaim Ozer, that even the Nirdof would have to shoot for the Aver?
If he's able to.
Yeah,
but the average Nirdof doesn't have his wits about him to start being so precise. He's trying to save his life. Like a bystander. If someone's attacking you, save your life. You don't have anything to save your life. You guys don't be so precise. We'll see soon. Watch this. Ben Noach, Sharag Nefesh, Afilu Uba, Meimo. This is going to come back to this later on. Even if a goy commits an abortion, Nera Golov. That's nun zayin. Remember that pasuk? Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam. Tami yishofech. Rabbi Shmuel's wild drasha. Rama Paskins doesn't quote the drasha though. Keep that in mind. Chos neragolam. V'cheinim harak treifo shekavsa v'nas l'fnei ariyo shenichem erev v'rav ha'shemes ho v'hemis b'kol mokom nerem v'cheinim harak rodev shiocha zibach ha'mevar v'nerev olav v'ashen gen b'yisro ha'sogos ha'rayvid kashile avner kashile avner. What's avner? Where avner? Who avner? Look in the Gemara Bosa S.B.C. Mem tes omer alf. We're getting to the end of these Maram Kams. Mem tes amanav. Mem tes amud aleph. Top line. Asua liyoav. Dine. Omale my timer katalte la avne. Why did you, Yoav, kill Avne? Omale. Yoav had a great. Amalu told the Dayanah, "I have a great defense. Goel hadam da asoil havoy. Since Avner killed my brother Asoil, I'm allowed to kill Avner." Says the Gemara, the Dayanah told him, "What do you mean? Asoil that he killed Asoil is Rodev Hava. Avner had a right to kill Asoil." Rashi. No, excuse me, no Rashi yet. Amale, Yoav said in his defense. Hoyalo means la'avner, lahatzilo bi'echod me'evarov. Since Avner could have saved himself from Asoil, bi'echod me'evarov of Asoil, instead he killed him, so Avner is chayav misam agol adam. Rashi, hoyalo la'avner lahatzilas asom bi'echod me'evarov shal Asoil, v'lo yagenu. Look in the fayin dalet. Wrote about chavel ha'erog yochol hasam me'evarov. She'll wrote it for also can the chazal connect the vehargo neragolov. Amrule. Hoyalo. Amrule. Should be not Amrule. 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 They told him. Lo yachale. He couldn't kill a mechame varv. Rashi. Avna lechav and bechad mishari varv. He had to kill him. Aso. Oh, what are you kidding me? Hashda bedofen chamishis kiven leidechsiv v'yakeyu avne b'yechas b'achri achanis ala chomesh. Om Rabbi Yochanan bedofen chamishis b'mokom shemorah v'kavet luyen bo b'yechad meivorav lo yochalei. Come on, are you kidding? Are you kidding? Om Rabbi Yochanan hashda bedofen chamishis. He was a marksman. He was such a, he's so precise. Om Rulei nezal avner yinushal avner potter atolav v'enechanami. Yoav got away with it. So what do you see in this Gemara? The Rav is asking a kasha. The Rav is asking a gevaldige kasha, Rabbi Osai. A gevaldige kasha. Had Avner been able to kill the Bechad Me'evorov, then Yoav would have a right to kill Avner. You see that Avner would be killed. What's the Rav going to do with this? What's the Rav going to do with this? What do the other Mepharshim say about this? What do the other Mepharshim say? This is a tremendous kasha, the Rav's kasha. What do the Mepharshim say about this? What does the Mishnah of the Melech say about this? Oh, you know what? He says, Ein sara l'chol ha'tchukim shekoza ha'marika. Who's the marika? Of Yosef Kara. That's not a plain Jew. So if Yosef Karo, we wrote it on the, let's go back to the Kesef Mishnah. That's so he came before the Mishnah Melech. So the Kesef Mishnah. Look what he says. Quotes the Gemara Avner. Of course, whole Gemara. You see, the Ravid is right. No, lav din gama kama. Umay de kama shadonu din Sanhedrin. Lav din gama kama. Elim l'shon shar kadayik mo el shar makomo vasmach tabi almahu. That's the idea of shar. which the Gemara quotes over here to teach you there was some kind of an actual Din Torah going on. It wasn't the real Din Torah. Let's go a little bit further. Whole discussion of the sugya, I can't read the whole sugya right now. Look what he says. Lo kamar hasan the kibul aidin bedava. There's no asra. No, hayam achuyim misas bin adin. I the chidayin liyoa v'tona nitanosa. Omer lezel avner my time of katleil amosa. Lo mishum shen espaisu will be all satan al rigas avner. They shall hoya lehem tana sacheros connecto. Amalo king. Enochinami. We say that Avner, that Yoav could have been killed even for killing Avner, because Avner was not a person who should be killed, even though Avner's Yochal Atzila Bechad Me'evar. Yeah. Get out of the tinus, they went on to the next case. Next case they had against Yoav, which was, why'd you kill Amasa? Okay, so they had the next case against him. That's the story. That's what the rabbi said, Kash le'Avner. Yes, that's a big Kash. So the Mishnah Melech considers this to be a tremendous dochak. So what's the right answer? Watch what he says. Shani Avner, shegol Adam de asoil. V'gabe gol Adam, ki hecha de rashor laharag l'mish shorag b'shogeg, hochanami im horag l'mish yuchal atzila bechad meivor b'ashoy. Aval ein bezdin horag l'mish yuchal atzila bechad meivor avalo hitzil. Uvidin Sanhedrin de kami b'gamor hayna shlobo yoav al Avner b'yalmos, derech retzach b'yalmos, shlokilkal dvar b'mishvok, to kafta beferach befirish hagemara veduk. Mayridik rabosai. That's the Mishnah Melech's answer. Very nice. Where else do you see an answer along these lines? I ask to see two me'iris. I see them right now. Two me'iris. The last line of the Ma'amah comes. The very last line. Two me'iris. First in the mirror over here, Memtes. Harodef acha chaver lahoga mitzvah sasanidef. I feel the benafshus harodef. Can harodef acha erva? Fine. When we call mekom kosh yochal atzila biyachad meivarav shel harodef, yeshal asas ken. V'im lo ishtadal bekach v'heimes as harodef, harayz achayav misa. Ella she'ain bezin memisin also. Aval ha-melech rashoy lahargo v'chein gol adam shalo! V'vurish! Like the Mishnah Lamelech. He came long before the Mishnah Lamelech. What does that mean? The melech can kill him and the gol adam can kill him. We'll call this extra legal. This is not in a bezin. In a bezin, Rabosai, you cannot kill someone because the original guy was the guy of the sort of Briskerov, but nonetheless, a melech or a gol adam can do it. And this is elaborated upon in the Meiri on Daf Nun Zayin, Rabosai, on Daf Nun Zayin.
Is there a fillet between Asma and Acher?
Doesn't say that. Rabosai, watch this. Whoa. I'm in the wrong place. Yeah. The Meiri's. Maybe it's on the base. Let's try that. Yeah. V'chelen shvichas damim. Right, Rabbi Osai, watch this carefully. Afilu horak uber shememeimo. A guy is killed. Mashenge b'Yisrael. At yotze mechal nefel. Afilu horak trefel. Kofs lef nari. A horak v'rodef. Shiyokal atzil b'yachal v'yavarov. V'chelen kosh yotze b'elu. Shechayov en misa b'Yisrael. El she'en bezim en misa noso. V'bnei noach nerog. And exactly the same as the Rambam said. And he explains why. Shari Av Yisrael, Rashoy HaMelech Lohargon, Kimo. What's the next word? What's the next word? What's the next word? Yisboyer? Nah, it's a typo. Shenisboyer. It was back to that memtes. Look in the mirror in your printed version, you'll see. Nisboyer. That's the Ramakom. This happens to be right. This happens to be wrong. So that's the Vart over here. It's a different kind of a din. A different kind of a din. A different kind of a din, Rebosa. Rebosa, the Vart is as follows. The chi of Misa, let me tell you right now, it's going to come up a few times. The chi of Misa for a goy, for a tzicha, is different than the chi of Misa for a Jew. For a Jew, the Isra is lo tirtzach. We just read it last Shabbos. Lo tirtzach. Has to be an act of ritzicha, which is all the requirements of an official halachic act. With respect to a goy, it says, shofech dam ha'odom, ba'odom domo yishofech. It's a whole different story on both sides. Shofech dam ha'odom, ba'odom domo yishofech means you are guilty because you're destroying society after the mabul. They have to make sure society doesn't get destroyed. That's the word. Whether technically speaking you are in violation or not of a particular circumscribed act, not necessary. Where do you find such a thing? We already saw it yesterday. If you send somebody, a hitman, to kill somebody, by a Jew you're put to be disbezdin, but by a goy you would be chayav. And the source is a medrash rabba. A medrash rabba. I don't know how to find medrashim in this. I want to show it to you in the Bar Ilan. Where would we find it? On the Tanakh? Sifras Chazal?
Yeah.
Medrash Agoda. Correct. It's a medrash Agoda. Okay. Medrash rabba. Medrash rabba. Okay, let's try Medrash Rabbah. Not Megillus, no.
Two above.
Torah. Bereshit Rabbah, Vilna. Are we from Vilna, Rabbi Osai? Are we from Vilna? I guess. We're from Vilna, right? Vilna, right? Parshas Noach. Oh, it has it. Very good. Lamed Dalet. Parshas Noach, Rabbi Osai? Lamed Dalet. I'm not sure if the numbers are the same. They're very often not the same numbers. Let's see over here. Let's see. Oh, here it is! It's right! Watch this. What does it say? Achtum. Miyad kochaya. This is very, very important. Once we're here already, let's see some other things we'll get to later on. Watch this. What does the pasuk say? Ach es dimchal nafshal sechem edrush. Ach lo biachonik asatzmo. The guy kills him suicide, Hashem will punish you. Whether it's misa b'dei adam, b'dei shemayim. Mr. Ram says b'dei shemayim. After the guy jumped off the Pan Am building, that the estate, right, can't get away, has to pay for the car that he fell on, because it's no kodim rabim in it, right? It's not chayim misa b'dei adam. Fine. Yochol kishol. Shaul fell on his sword, right? Because he was afraid to be captured by the Plishtim. Tamaloma Ach is a famous medrash. In some cases, suicide might be permissible. I had this unbelievable story in the Lebanon War. It was printed in the newspapers. Yeah, I'm not kidding. It was printed in the newspapers. This is how the story went. I received a phone call on a Friday morning. Maybe late Thursday night, from a Rav in the United States. A member of his shul was fighting the Lebanon War, and he knew that if you're captured by the Lebanese, by the Arab armies, they'll torture you, they'll try to get secrets out of you, it's a terrible thing. He wanted to know if Chas v'Shalom he'd be captured, if this will take a little pill in his mouth and kill himself. I'm not used to passing these kind of shows. You know, I'm used to pretty tough stuff, but not this. So it was in the summertime, I was in camp. So I called Rabbi Shechta Shlita. He's kicking upstairs, you know. So I started telling him the Shaila. This is early Friday morning. I had to get back before Shabbos. They were going to Lebanon on Friday night. So I started telling him the story. Rabbi starts to cry. Remember, he's crying like crazy. He's a holy Jewish neshama. Wants to know what to do. After he stops crying, he says, you know, this is a very serious question. He should avoid it at all costs. If the last second your mama's about to capture him, then he's allowed to do it. But otherwise, he shouldn't do it because maybe he can be saved by his comrades and he won't have to. So I communicated this to the rabbi in America. He communicated on the cell phone to the chayal about to go into Lebanon. And this was, remember that war? It was the 9 days. When all of Nebuch was the 9 days. So I told the story to my son in Eretz Yisrael, this terrible, difficult story. I spoke about it in the Tish Kiyama Rasha Shabbos Chazon. It may have been even Erev Tishra that year. I don't remember exactly what year it was. Look at the calendar. Bekitza, my son told it to his Shver, Rabbi Adelstein. Madison calls me up. Do I have a shush to print this, give us the newspapers? This is like an unbelievable story. I'd like to leave my name out of this. I don't want to be in newspapers. So I can't say the story got printed in the newspapers, I think, without my name. But this is what Klai is supposed to live through in today's world. This, based on this din. Ah, the Medrash Rabbah. We passed it based on Medrash Rabbah, Rebbe. So we'll see later as we get to this. The issue of suicide. But there's exceptions. Good. Now, Miyad Kol Chaya, Zamoser Es Chavero L'Chaya L'Hargo. In these cases, Rabbi Osai, a Ben Noach is going to be killed. Kulam kilchos b'nei Noach be'erecha b'dayanecha b'loedim b'loasroi they shliach ay deyubrim be'erecha b'dayanecha. All these cases, a guy is going to be killed, and they could put psuka for everything. Ay they shliach. Shavak dama adam ayde adam. Dami shavak ayde yubim dama adam adam be adam. Etc. It's all from Medrash Rabbah. What an interesting source. Usually we don't pass the base of Medrash Rabbah. Okay. So what's the vart over here? Now, the question is, are all these dinim ritzicha, or are they not dinim necessarily ritzicha? So, Briskerov said that when it comes to trefa, which is thrown in over here as well somewhere, it's considered to be in the category of ritzicha. I don't see trefa here right now, but the Rambam put them together. Is it necessarily the same? Achiezer, how do I get to, hold on. Oh. I want to get to Chelik Beis. Can I do that? Impossible. Go back to the beginning. Okay. Trying to save time, but I wasted some time. Try again. We're going to discuss the great length later on. Below aparetzion, what's an aparetzion? Nituach. What's a nituach? An operation. Okay. Lo yichay osi mishisha chadoshim. Ade nituach evsho sheyichya ach nituach mesukan mehol. Vekor aviosa sheyomus mehera. What a shiloh. If you don't operate, you can't live more than 6 months. If you operate, you can live for 6 years, but you can also die in 6 minutes. Pupils about it. If it's a trefa, The potter, if you kill a ketrefa, you're potter. Imken, Zokam Chai Moser! Ein bozed din ritzicha betrefa against Briskerov, like me. Remember our deacon Rambam's Lashon? Chai Moser! Golal Ador said this way. Keep that in mind. That's critical. Keep that in mind. In any event, Rabosai, this word that Shvichus, Dama, and Ritzich are two different things, which I think is correct. I found a source for it in a shut. I'll be able to find it for you. We'll look. Sholomei. Oh, no, we've been through this before. They only have Sholomei Shiv Aleph through Gimel. Mine is in Hey. His words are Hikpida Torah Shlo Yirbu Rotchim Meitikun HaOlam. Rabosai, in the world of non-Jews, the idea is keep society safe. That's why Ritzicha is not an Isser, it's Shvichus Damim. Don't let the whole society collapse, Rabosai. When it comes to Yisrael, Isser Ritzicha is a Ritzicha. Therefore, if you kill a guy indirectly with a tying him in front of a lion, or he dies of starvation, or you hire a hitman, from the perspective of the society, it's the same bottom line. So you get killed if you're a Ben Noach, a Yisrael not. Fakert, suicide. For Yisrael, chas v'shalom, Isser Ritzicha. For a guy, it's okay. Mishchachin is part of the guy like to commit suicide. Not the strong societies, it's only killing himself. Shiras Ben Noach Lechamero. I found this. I don't know if we have this over here. Orach HaShulchan, Rabosai. We have Orach HaShulchan? We do? Well, see what I'm looking for in a second. Under here? I'm not sure if we have what I want. Yeah, but watch what I'm looking for. See, it's not here. I'm looking for Orach HaShulchan HaOsid. That they don't have. You have it here in there somewhere? Orach HaShulchan HaOsid Hilchos Melachim Perek Ayin Ches Sif Yud Aleph makes this distinction. Isa Shvichus Damim for a guy, or is Isa Ritzicha for Yisrael? You get it? Okay, if you can, you can. You can't, you can. Take it from me. We have it downstairs in Mismedish. I don't know if you even have it. I have it in my house. Someone put me at Orach HaShulchan HaOsid.
What does he
say? That is a distinction between the Isa for Yisrael and Isa for a guy. For Yisrael is the Isa of Ritzicha as such, act of murder, it's been done on Lamoko, if you will. And when it comes to Shvichus Damim, it's an act of eliminating somebody, Benonim Lachavero, even if it's not with a particular formalized act. It's only done indirectly, with a hitman, with an animal, with a starvation. Okay. Having said all this, Rabosai, we're now ready to attack the sugya of abortion. Ayin Beis Amid Beis. We're very carefully, the sugya Rabbi said very carefully. Until now, most of what we said for the first week of Shir has not really been so practical. Correct? More or less? People ask me, isn't your Shir practical? I said, be patient. Ayin Beis Amid Beis abortion. Rashi says, Yotza Rosho, Rashi's on the sixth wide line. Rashi seems to be saying clearly, he's not a nefesh, and he's not. There's no din of rodef. There's no din of rodef. So it would appear, no din of rodef. You don't need rodef. He's not a nefesh. So it would appear. Is this really true? That an Ubar is not a Nefesh? Question becomes, Rabosai, but isn't the Ben Noach killed on Ubrim? Rabosai, give a look. Please look. Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Nun Zayin Amid Beis is the first line of the next Maram HaKom HaShis. See, we're going in order. When you make a Siyam on one, you have to go to the next, right? So right away. No break. from the last line of sheet number one to the first line of sheet number two. What does it say over there? Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Ben Noach Nerag B'dayan Echad B'yed Echad Shlo Basra Me'yish Lo Me'isha Afi Lekarab Mishim Rabishmol Omru Afala Ubrin. How do you know? Who said it's true? Minoni Me'ilim Rabbi Yudam Rabakra Achaz Dinuchon Avshav Seich Medrosh Afila B'dayan Echad Me'akol Chayar Afila Shlo Basra Avishen B'yad Adam Afila B'yed Echad Me'yish Lo Me'yisha Achim Afila Karab Mishim Rabishmol Omru Afala Ubrin. My time, order Rabbi Shmuel. The Ksiv, Shofech Dam Adam, Bano Dam Yishofech. Ezu Adam, Shuba Adam. Have you Omer Ze Uba Shemeim? So the question becomes, what about the Tanakama? Tanakama, Tana Dabe Menashu, Dama Komisam Rabbi Ben Noach, Enu Ela Chenek. Chenek. How do you get it from? Veshadilei Mehaim Ba Adam Asefer Dekro Udrosh Beachi. But Adam, Dama Yishafech, Ezu Shvichas Dama Shal Adam, Shal Begufa Shal Adam, Havi Yom Ezechenek. Rashi, Dein Dama Vyotze Lechutz. As opposed to a Saif. How do we pass on the Lacha? Anyone know we pass on the Lacha? Anybody know? What's the... No one knows? How do we kill a Ben Noach? Anybody knows? We pass him chenek. Oh, uben Noach shom malachas mishem b'mitzus elu yehorek b'sayif herek, not b'chenek. It's a machlokas hatanoim. Where did the Rambam get it from? Test halacha yudalid. We'll see soon. Here we are. Besayif, plukta de tanoi. One brisa says sayif. One brisa says chenek. Why did the Rambam paskin sayif? Sugyan de gemara kavase riato. Sayif. Many places, ben sorer, it says sayif. Rabbanan against Rav Shimon. So if we paskin aloha lamaisa sayif against the Tana Devei Menashe, again, it's a machlokas in a number of places throughout the Masechta Sanhedrin, and the Stama de Gemara is Saif, is Hereg. Alright, so that's what the Kesef Mishnah explains. Fine. Yeah, Amar is going to come back a little bit later. Question. What do you say to a Jew? Is there a Gemara anywhere that talks about a Jew performing an abortion? That's the next line of the Ramah Kamas. Nun Tesam and Aleph Rabosai. Please turn to Nun Tesam and Aleph. Says the Heilige Gemara. The Omer Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina. We saw this already yesterday. Kol Mitzvah Shenemra Livnei Noach Nishas Pesinai Lezev Lezeh Nemra Livnei Noach Velo Nishas Pesinai. Only have Gid Anoshek on the Abuda. Omar Mar quotes the Gemara. Adrabba! With the Nishas B'Sinai, the Yisrael Nehemra V'lolav Neinoach. No. With the Isni Avodas Kochovim B'Sinai, the Yashkechon, the Onash Ovde Kochovim Ilavo, Shmami Nol is El is Anemra. Avodah Zorah is found by the B'nei Noach, found by Har Sinai, and applies to both. If they Noach lo nishnes b'Sinai, the Yisrael never lo live. They Noach ad Rabba, but lo nishnes b'Sinai. That's it. If they Noach never lo live Yisrael, impossible. Leka midam, there's nothing. The Yisrael shari uli ovik achavim asim, impossible. Why is it impossible? Why is it impossible? Zok Rashi. Why is it impossible? Do a Rashi. The third wide line. Impossible. Shek sheyotzu mechlau b'nei Noach liskadesh yotzu. We have more mitzvahs, not less mitzvahs than goyim. That's Rashi's explanation. Frek the Gemara, two kashas. Kasha number one. Hara yefas toar, the famous sugya yefas toar, shasur lehem, b'dil mil daftan zayin, it's mutter for Yisrael. Answer the Gemara, no. That's for a technical reason. Not that it's an iser by B'nai Noach. It's lo mashkachas lo. The case doesn't exist by B'nai Noach. Why not? Shem delav b'nai kibush ninu, Rashi. Lo nitna eretz likvosh kim li Yisrael. Shaf li Yisrael uhutu yifaz Torah el b'milchama de kibush. And the concept of kibush milchama applies only to Yisrael. So it's not that there's an iser imposed on goyim, not on Israeli. It's lack of mitzius by goyim. Frank the Gemara, one more kasha. Vaharei pochos mishava pruta. What's the din that Israel is potter and a goy is chayav? And the Gemara, no, it's again a difference in mitzius. Hosam mishum dolav and a mechilinu. Rashi, shaf Yisrael nitztavu al gezel. And the pachas mishaber pruta in a nechshav gezel b'neim she'over na'midos v'shach monemain u'moch ma'dav akal abu b'nei noach ha'chzoremain. Again, it's a machlok, it's a shalom in metzius. That is an extra issa by going, not by a Jew. And Rabosi got the sugar klar Taisus Nemel of b'nei noach oved kochovim she'shovas. You have this Gemara? Oved kochovim sheshovas. Last three lines on Afnun Ches Amud Beis. Omer Rish Lakish. Oved kochovim sheshovas chayav misa. Shenemar yom v'layla lo yishbosu. Ramar azarosin shanuzuim misoson. Wow. Rashi. Oved kochovim sheshovas mimlachlo b'yom sholem chayav misa. Shenemar yom v'layla lo yishbosu. The Orish look only with Bosim in Melocha. Davnei Adam Nami Koi. How do you like that? Frank Toises, wait a minute. We see that Shabbos is given to Yisrael and not to Menoch. You have a Davin at Shabbos? Is anyone Davin at Shabbos? Can we say this in Davin every week? How's it go? Lo Nesata, no Davin, you know by heart. Hashem can't go Yerotzos. I love the Basilin. Kabbalah Menuchos, Lo Yishkinu Arelim. Right? Don't we say it every week, don't we? You don't say it in your shul. You all say it. Psukim Tzvila Shabbos. It's based on this Gemara. Frank Tosis, you see klar. To keep Shabbos is mutter for a goy. And excuse me. It's mutter for Yisrael. Also for a goy. We said it's impossible. So that's different. Lo shayaka. The Yisrael huzeru lishbos. No. It's impossible to find something which is mutter for Yisrael and also for a goy. It could be a mitzvah of the Yisrael also for a goy. That can't happen. Keep that in mind, okay? Next Tosfos. Lek amidim the Yisrael shari b'dava shuv mitzvah the Yisrael or minin achi the akam sheshavas chayav shal mitzvah. If you just saw. Afal gav the b'sheni b'shabbos ain't mitzvah the Yisrael mikol agam yeshul of mitzvah shvitz of Shabbos. Period. That has a big problem. V'ala ubrim the ovei kochavim chayav V'Yisrael Potur. Yisrael is Potur. How do you know? Adanav Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Nun Zayin Amud Beis says Rashi. The first narrow line. Look inside, please. Afal Urban Agoy is Chayef. Hika Se'isha V'Yotzi Ladea Nereg Alein Uv Yisrael Ach Yotz Lavir Olam Tehidatam Esechus Nidam Mem Dalet Tinok ben yom echod ahorgo chayev hechadikim le begavit kol echadoshev beinu nefel. The implication is before he's born you would not be chayev. So how can it be a goy is chayev and Yisrael's potter? Answers the Gemara, excuse me, answers Tosfos, afal gav the potter mikol makom lo shari. Can you please translate lo shari for me? Two words. Not permissible. Let me ask you, on what level not permissible? The Rabbanon, the Raisa, can you tell? Can you tell? What do you say? Has to be the Raisa. What? the laws of Bnei Noach are going to depend upon the Rabbanans? It's klar to the Raisa. There's a Tosis in Chulin, which is the third law, which I'm not going to get to today, hopefully tomorrow, where it's klar to the Raisa. What we have to analyze for the next shir is what's the nature of the Din Daraisa. All right, a lot of this is there actually happened to be 365 lava Daraisa. Which one is it? Hold on. Miu Koshe Darminan Perkman Soru Moria Yotzer Rosho Ein Noginbo Dein Dochen Nefesh Vipnei Nefesh Avel Kodem Shiotzer Rosho Hachaya Poshetes Yoda Vechat Chosol Eivar Motzio Kedil Hatzles Imo. Says Tosus, an unbelievable line. V'chiyai gavna bo v'kachovim asur kevan shuhus yuala ubrim. Tosus holds, forgive the expression, please don't misunderstand me, like the Catholic Church that says you cannot perform abortion even to save the mother. Is that the Pope's position? I think, is that still the Pope's position? I think so. Yesh lomar. Huh? Yes, Lomar, the Honami Bisrael mitzvah kedei lahatzil. Ah, we said before, whatever is a mitzvah for a Jew could be also for a guy. So the first Teres Tosus, forget the expression, holds like the Pope. I'm not making the Habzal elif alfi abdos, but that's what he holds. The Efsher, the second Teres Tosus. Maybe even a guy may perform an abortion to save the mother. Which I believe is the mainstream Christian approach, not the Catholic. I think so. Am I right? I'm not holding by what all the Christians are saying. I'm talking about to save the mother's life.
There's Yeshua in what that means. Not every case to save the mother's life.
Okay, whatever it may be. So I'm asking what Shaila and Arbosai, according to the second Teretz and Tosfos, what is the nature of the Iser of abortion for goyim? According to the first, it sounds clear to me that the nature of the Iser of abortion has to be an Iser of murder. But according to the second Teretz, that you may do an abortion to save the mother's life, is it murder? If it's murder, how can we justify it? A guy can't commit murder to save someone's life. Bipshuto. We saw Machlokas in the Mishnah Melech and Rashi Yaffa about this already a couple days ago. Bipshuto, he can't do it. And we said even if you can do it, only the person himself, and our bystander can't. Here the Chai is a bystander. Let's turn a bosai to the Tosfos Harosh. This is on still the second line of the Ma'amar Komus, Tosfos Harosh. We all have it in the back. Rav has it, Oz V'Hoter has it in the back. Everyone has an Oz V'Hoter or a computer, so we'll just read it from here. If not, we'll have to put it on the screen. Tosfos Kasha. V'yesh Lomar. First time with Tosfos Teretz. Ode! The Efsha da filu begoy shori lahatzil. Why? Here's a line and a half, which is only in the Tosfos Harosh, which is not in Tosfos.
Which Tosfos Harosh?
Leka. Right smack in the middle, before the word Vitema, which is in parentheses. I'm reading the line. The line that starts the word Kevin. Kevin de lo mikri nefesh. The Rosh is klar, even by goyim. An Uber is not a nefesh. V'yafal gav de gzeiras ha-kosavu she-mischayev alav. Parenthesis v'tema. There's no dishkentema. A goy can be killed for doing an abortion even though it's not considered to be in the category of ritzicha. It's not a nefesh. This is critical. This, Rav Moshe, goes against Rav Moshe. So whoever wants to go into the sugya and see what Rav Moshe has to say, Rav Moshe Paskin's abortion is murder. Mamish. With tremendous nafkaminas. Please look it up. It's in Choshen Mishpat Chelik Beis. I don't want to put Ramosha's Shumas in the Ma'am HaKomas because it's long and I don't want to try to overburden you. But if you want to get a preview of tomorrow's Shia, I believe it's Simon Samach Tess. I'm not mistaken, which is about abortion. I'm pretty sure that's the simon. And he wants to claim, based on this Tosin and test, it must be an Easter of Ritzicha. And I want to claim, based on the Tosin Rush, it's impossible. It's called the second day it's an Easter of Ritzicha. So tomorrow, Mr. Hashem will discuss this matter. B'siyata d'shmaya. And there's tremendous practical applications. According to Rav Moshe, you can't do an abortion almost ever. But we'll discuss. Okay.
When there's a danger to the mother?
No, danger to the mother. We'll see what kind of danger he requires. Yeah. I believe it's Simon Samach Tess. If I'm not mistaken. If it's wrong, you'll tell me.